I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Stoke City versus Liverpool preview, key battles by Aditya Narayan. In two games in 3 days, Liverpool dropped late points to ensure that a critical phase of the season has not started too well. The optimism that followed the Reds' fourth win on the bounce last weekend has quickly given way to cynicism and a been there, done that feeling. But now that the first round of fixtures against the top six is done and dusted, Liverpool have no excuses left. Jurgen Klopp needs his side to rack up the points over what will be a busy festive period as the fixtures start coming thick and fast. To kick us off in the first midweek action of this Premier League season is the prototypical cold Wednesday night in Stoke. The Reds head to the Bet365 stadium to face hosts who have big problems of their own. Stoke concede 2 goals a game on average, and against an attack boasting the kind of names the Reds does, that's not a happy sign. The Potters come into the game on the back of a loss to Crystal Palace, where Mamadou Sakho scored an injury time winner to heap more grief on Mark Hughes. Liverpool have won their last 4 games against Stoke since that 6-1 humbling, so recent history favours the Reds. Even though the defence is still a concern, the form book would still put anything other than a Liverpool win down as a shock. Here are the key individual battles that will decide the outcome of the game. Eric Peters versus Mohamed Salah. 15 goals in 20 appearances this season, the Premier League top scorer, most goals by a Liverpool player in a single season since 2013-14, and we're still in November. That sums up the magnitude of Salah's start to life at Liverpool. He has scored goals for fun, but against Chelsea, the encouraging signs were in his ability to hold the ball up and bring other attackers into play. That is something crucial, especially against a side like Stoke, who will definitely want to impose their physicality on the Egyptian. Stoke generally play 3 centre-backs and 2 wing-backs. The one on the left flank, Peters, is going to be the man tasked with the unenviable job of having to keep Salah quiet. Whether it's Ramadan Sobhi or Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting on the left wing, Peters will need more help in his own half than the help he can provide in opposition territory. But the problem for Peters and Stoke will be that Salah will not stick in one position. It is the pace and intelligence of his movement that flummoxes oppositions. With a man like Phil Coutinho in the middle of the park able to thread passes and make the play in front of him, Stoke will have their hands full in dealing with Salah's movements. With Roberto Firmino and Sadio Mane likely to come back into the starting 11, Salah will not have to worry about all the attention being focused on him. That is the worst thing Stoke can do, because with the ability in this Liverpool attack, if you focus on just an individual or two, the others are more than good enough to punish you. Stoke will need to be everything they've been stereotyped to be: big, strong, organised, hard to break down and annoying. Otherwise, goal number 16 of the season might not be too big a hassle for the King of Egypt. Joe Allen versus Felipe Coutinho. Coutinho has not had the best of it in the last 2 games. Even without being anywhere close to his best, he was instrumental in setting up Salah's goal against Chelsea. But even considering that, he needs to do more in the midfield role. If Stoke don't move away from that 3-at-the-back system, Coutinho holds the key for Liverpool. Mane and Salah will find enough room to manoeuvre in behind their wing-backs, and Coutinho is the one player in this Liverpool side who can play those passes with consistent accuracy. But he has shown a lack of getting involved in the defensive side of things, something that is crucial for a midfielder in the Klopp system. Also, his movement and positioning have been well below par. Even though he starts as the left-sided central midfielder, Coutinho ideally has the freedom to roam across the midfield, in between the lines. But for some reason, he still seems to favour the movement across to the left-hand side, and it becomes too predictable and one-dimensional, and consequently, easier to deal with. It will be Alan's duty to ensure Coutinho doesn't have time on the ball. Darren Fletcher is an experienced hand in that midfield, but he isn't getting any younger, so Alan will have to provide that Stoke midfield with running ability. As Liverpool fans have seen, albeit maybe not enough, Alan is an intelligent presser. He knows where to be and when to be there to nip attacks in the bud. But if anyone can play his way through the pressure, it is Coutinho. But the magician and his wand aren't quite striking the intended targets at the moment. Maybe the recalibration begins on Wednesday in the Potteries. Jordan Shaqiri versus Alberto Moreno. Against Palace on Saturday, Stoke had 9 shots at goal, 5 of which were taken by the Swiss international. Shaqiri's ability is unquestionable and so is his value to this Stoke side. But his frustrating inconsistency will always be a massive problem with him because of how good he can otherwise be. He faces a man who showed that his character is well in place. Alberto Moreno had the worst 15 minutes anyone could imagine in Seville before being hauled off, but he played the full 90 minutes against Chelsea and looked extremely secure, making no mistakes at all. Moreno's not a slouch himself, so Shaqiri's pace will probably not worry him too much, but the little Swiss is a bag of tricks, and that is where Moreno will have to keep his wits about him. It is evident that it isn't the toughest task to lure Moreno into a tackle, and there's only a split second between perfectly timed and reckless. Shaqiri will know that and will be very likely to play on it in the hope that he can make Moreno lose his head. And that is where the battles with Moreno are won or lost, in the head. Once Moreno is flustered, it looks like there's no coming back from that position for him, which is a massive concern, especially given Liverpool's recent problems, which are symptomatic of poor mental ability. It's nice to be back in mode doing AI Audible again. It's been some time, primarily because of the proliferation of work that needed to be done with AI Pro. I assume you have been aware of that and will forgive me my indulgence over there, trying to get that up and running. But AI Audible will be back from today in a slightly less prolific fashion, rather than the previous 8 to 10 per week, we may be closer to 5, but that's still quite a considerable amount of listening for you over the course of a week, and I will be doing my best to get as many done as possible. So starting with this evening on Aditya's key battles in the Stoke game to come, let's hope the return of AI Audible can bring some luck to the Liverpool team and that we see a win on Wednesday night. While I'm here, please do give your attention to the free trial that you can now avail of all the AI Pro content. You can go and you can listen to all the stuff that people have already paid for and get a feeling for what it is that we're doing over there. I can guarantee you that if you do give it a whirl, I would be amazed if you didn't want to sign up. It is by far the best collection of podcasts you are going to get. We've got such a variety of voices and it really is consistently wonderful stuff. I've enjoyed the hell out of being part of it and I've enjoyed the hell out of listening to other people's pods as I'm coming to and from work and doing all the other things that have kind of also kept me from AI Audible at the moment. Less said about that kind of nonsense, the better. So do give it a lash. You can find it very easily by following any of the links on Twitter or just going to the website anfieldindex.com and you'll get all the instructions you need to get yourself a free trial there for 7 days. That's our kind of offer to you in lieu of some sort of Cyber Monday nonsense. So give it a go and see what you think. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.